USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the U.S. Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended Thursday at midnight.
We've been planning for this transition for months and months, and we've been executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Mayorkas said the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday, 4,200 on Saturday. He noted that Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week. Mayorkas did caution that it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. Warmer than normal temperatures are hitting the U.S. and Canada.
A rare spring heat wave is cooking the Pacific Northwest today. Temperatures are expected in the 90s in both Seattle and Portland. A high-pressure system is raising temperatures 25 degrees above normal for the region, stretching from Northern California to British Columbia. That heat wave will push into Western Canada on Monday. I'm John Schaefer.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley isn't taking sides in a recent lawsuit involving her partner's frontrunner.
Anyone that feels like they have been sexually assaulted in any way should come forward and have their voice heard. I also think anyone that's been accused should be able to defend themselves.
When asked on CBS's Face the Nation about former President Trump being found legally liable for sexual assault and defamation, Haley responded that there's been a verdict and an appeal, and it stands where it stands. Guardians of the Galaxy continues to dominate North America's box offices. The latest edition of the space-traveling comedy adventure franchise earned $60.5 million in its second weekend of release in the U.S. and Canada. Coming in second, the Super Mario Brothers movie with $13 million, followed by Book Club, the next chapter with $6.5 million. This is USA News.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide. And make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX. That's 800-NEWS-MAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today, and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
Pope Francis is renewing his call for peace in a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The 86-year-old pontiff met with Zelensky at the Vatican Saturday during the Ukrainian leader's first visit to Italy since Russia invaded Ukraine. Earlier, Zelensky met with Italy's prime minister as part of a diplomatic tour of EU nations. Searchers for survivors and victims of a doomsday cult in Kenya have now found 201 victims. 22 more bodies were discovered on Saturday. The search continues in a forest in the southwest part of the African nation, as hundreds of people are still reported missing. There's 26 suspects that have been arrested, with another one taken into custody yesterday. President Biden spoke to hundreds at Howard University about their future.
Biden telling graduates that they are the future of this nation and will be the ones to lead us into tomorrow.
We're living through one of the most consequential moments in our history. Fundamental questions at stake for our nation. Who are we? What do we stand for?
Biden also reminded the graduates that he tapped one of their own, Kamala Harris, to become the first black vice president.
SpaceX launched 56 new Starlink satellites into orbit early this morning, then landed a rocket at sea. A Falcon 9 rocket lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Station just after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. The rocket's first stage returned to Earth 8.5 minutes after liftoff. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.